Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of social etiquette and emotional intelligence. So I'm Lawrence Brown, and over the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to look into the key components of emotional intelligence, its importance in our daily lives, and how mastering these skills can significantly enhance both your personal and professional relationships. Let's get started. Understanding emotional intelligence. Well, it's often abbreviated as EI or EQ. It's the ability to understand and manage your own emotions, as well as to recognize and influence the emotions of others. Like IQ, which measures cognitive abilities, emotional intelligence focuses on emotional capabilities. It's a crucial skill set that greatly can impact your personal happiness and your professional success. It's about being smarter with feelings. It involves skills like emotional awareness, the ability to harness your emotions and apply them to tasks like thinking and problem solving, and the ability to manage emotions, including regulating your own emotions, but also cheering up or calming down other people. There are five main components of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. So let's break these down. Let's look first at self-awareness. This is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behaviors. It's about being conscious of your strengths and weaknesses. Self-awareness involves paying attention to how you feel and understand the triggers that affect your emotional state. So, for example, imagine you're in a group project and you notice that you become anxious when presenting your ideas. By being self-aware, you can identify this anxiety and work on strategies to manage it, such as practicing your presentation more thoroughly or using relaxation techniques before you speak. Self-regulation is managing your emotions in healthy ways. It means controlling impulsive feelings and behaviors, managing stress, staying calm and clear-headed. Self-regulation is crucial for maintaining emotional stability and making rational decisions, even when you're under pressure. So maybe if you receive critical feedback on a project, instead of reacting defensively, self-regulation helps you just to take a step back, process the feedback, and respond constructively. Motivation. Beyond external rewards, this is the intrinsic drive to achieve goals and improve. It comes from inside you. You want to do this. It's about setting personal hopes and aspirations and striving hard to reach them despite challenges. Motivated individuals are more resilient and more likely to persevere and succeed in the face of adversity or problems. A student who is intrinsically motivated to do really well in their studies will find joy in learning and self-improvement rather than just aiming constantly for the high grades. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It involves listening attentively and responding with compassion and care, which helps to build strong interpersonal relationships. Empathy is crucial, so important for effective communication and getting into a supportive environment. So if a friend is feeling low and down and fed up and miserable, show empathy, listen to them without judgment, and offer support. It strengthens your friendship. Social skills. This is the fifth one. This includes effective communication, collaboration, and conflict resolution. It's about navigating social situations and building networks. Social skills enable you to manage relationships effectively and solve conflict problems and work well in team settings. Good social skills are essential for group projects where clear communication and cooperation are key to success. Recognizing the importance of emotional intelligence in your personal and professional settings can lead to much more fulfilling relationships and hold you in a better position for career prospects. Okay, self-awareness and self-regulation. Let's talk about self-awareness and how important it is. This is the cornerstone of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness involves being aware of different aspects of you, the self, including your characteristics, your traits, your behaviors, your feelings. Being highly self-aware, people can monitor their emotions and understand how their feelings influence their actions and decisions. Let's look at some techniques for managing your emotions effectively. You've heard of mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness helps you stay present and reduce stress. It involves techniques like meditation and deep breathing exercises that enhance your ability to remain calm and focused. Deep breathing can calm your nervous system and help you regain your composure. Techniques like the 4-7-8 breathing method can be particularly effective in reducing anxiety and improving emotional control. We have talked about mindfulness and breathing exercises in other podcasts on this website, so have a look for those. Now we come to something called cognitive restructuring. Cognitive restructuring, rethinking how your mind works, how you think about things, maybe taking a stance from sideways, maybe looking at something from a different point of view. This involves changing negative thought patterns to more positive ones, like by recognizing and challenging your strange, irrational, illogical thoughts. And if you can recognize and understand, you can develop a more balanced and positive mindset and approach. So maybe a student who feels overwhelmed by up-and-coming exams, by practicing mindfulness and deep breathing, they can reduce their stress levels and approach their studies with a clearer, more focused mind. Cognitive restructuring can help them replace thoughts like, "I'm never going to pass this exam," with more constructive ones like, "Hey, I can manage my time effectively. I can organize and schedule and prepare well." Okay, let's talk about motivation and empathy. Understanding motivation and its role in emotional intelligence. Motivation, in the context of emotional intelligence, is the drive, the need, the want to achieve and improve. It's about being goal-oriented and having the passion to pursue your objectives. This internal motivation is often more sustainable and fulfilling than external rewards, like your dad giving you $20 because you did really well in a test. If you really want to do it from inside, that's a much, much, much stronger push to succeed. I'll give you an example. A student who loves playing the piano, practices regularly, not because of competitions or external praise, but because they enjoy it and it satisfies them. They love the music itself. This inside, deep, intrinsic motivation helps them to persist and continue through very difficult pieces and improve bit by bit over time. A slow pace of approach, but determined. Empathy involves putting yourself in someone else's shoes or sandals and understanding their feelings and their perspectives. And it's essential for building strong, meaningful relationships. Empathy allows you to connect with others on a deeper level, fostering trust and collaboration. So I'll give you another example. Let's say, in a team setting, showing empathy might mean understanding the stress a teammate is under and offering help or adjusting their expectations. This not only strengthens the team dynamic, but it also promotes a more supportive and productive environment. What about social skills and relationship management? Let's bring that into the conversation. Now, developing effective social skills. They are so essential for effective communication and interacting with other people. They include both verbal, like this, and non-verbal communication, active listening, and the ability to read social cues, what their body language is saying. Good social skills can help you navigate around complicated social environments and problems and build strong, positive relationships. So, for example, effective social skills are really important in situations like job interviews, where clear communication and the ability to present yourself confidently can make a huge difference. So let's come on now to talk about managing relationships in personal and professional settings. Relationship management involves maintaining healthy, productive interactions with others. It includes conflict resolution, solving arguments, understanding different perspectives, and fostering or nurturing, growing a collaborative environment. Managing relationships effectively can lead to personal growth and professional success. It's so important. So in a professional setting, managing relationships might involve navigating carefully and diplomatically office politics, collaborating with others on projects, handling conflicts and problems between people in a constructive manner with a positive outcome. In personal settings, it can mean maintaining strong bonds with family and friends through effective communication and mutual respect, of course. By developing effective social skills and applying techniques for managing relationships, you prepare yourself for future challenges and opportunities. And these skills are essential for building a successful career and maintaining healthy personal relationships. So as we wrap up now, remember that emotional intelligence and social etiquette are lifelong journeys. Skills for life. Developing these skills will hugely enhance your personal and professional life. It'll make you more empathetic, more motivated, and more socially confident. So thank you for joining me today, and I hope you found this discussion useful, insightful, and until next time, keep practicing and refining your emotional intelligence and social skills. So this finishes our podcast for now. But stay tuned for more episodes. Go back into our library at the National Life Skills Academy and look at our other essential life skills. And ask us if we haven't produced one you need. Tell us, send us an email. We will sort it. We will do it for you. You have a great day. Be safe out there. And remember, be kind. Take care of yourself. Bye.